you scrappy Jacksons of the United Nations, attention! It's jumpy, it's jammy, it's groovy, it's mellow as a 10-cent movie, it's Jubilee!
Largo boosting itself over your epidermis can only mean that it's time to be wrung out like a limp limp. Among the staccato statues on the cadenza menu this early bright are the Art Tatum Trio, the famous Stills Brothers, Thelma Middleton, Barney Biggert, and Louis Satchmoart Armstrong and his mighty aggregation of flute tutors. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, that skinful of lard, Ernie Whitman.
Men, was Jarvis little on the trouble cleft since we had dribbled a spectacular Armstrong Largo in your direction. So I'm just going to lay low on the talk and get right to the core of the apple. Lend your auditory apparatus to Louis Armstrong and the boys and ain't misbehaving.
Let her ride, Louis. Let her ride.
and stop. And now we're doing about face and come phrase to phrase with four vocal gymnasts who would detach you slightly from this cosmos. Fellas, here are the famous Mills brothers with their equally famous paper doll.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a figure-minded real-life girl.
I guess I had a million dollars a morning. I guess I played it all game over and over. I just quarreled with Sue, and that's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you, boys, it's tough to be alone, and it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm going to buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a big gold-minded real-life girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Brothers Mills. That was a tribute to the Sisters of Solid. Men, here's an item you've been requesting over and over and over again. Bend your ear toward the horn and get a load of Barney Bigot and the Rose Room.
Thank you.
thank you, and again I thank you. That room was really papered and hung. I want to pause in the proceedings just long enough to beat up my choppers about some mail that's pouring in. The latest batch of blue fluid contained a letter from Ducky and Sudler, Uncle Hump, Brewster and the Tin Soldier, Barney Ross and Grosley, L.J. Turner and Ed Daddy Franklin. The aforementioned cats are dug in at Hut 8-9, and they say in part, we fall on our double deuces and beg for a hunk of the fine stuff you're putting out. Well, no sooner said than done. Here's Louis Armstrong and the guys laying on a little chunk of barrel house with Bessie from Basin Street.
Of a lady and a traveling musician. He was a hip cat, but the lady was a corny proposition. Now, if you folks have heard this story before, just relax, because I'm going to lay it on you once more. They call the Bell House Bessie from Basin Street. For the social elite. And then she happened to meet the kid with the drum and the Dixieland beat. He was the Bell House Baron from Baker, G.A. His name was Muggles McGregor, and he wore a toupee. He taught Bessie how to care, but she couldn't swing, so he gave her those hands. He left Bessie holding a union card with 7 years of unpaid dues. So Bessie stopped the cadenzas and started to sing in the bass and street blues. Don't feel sorry for Bessie. She's now on the screen. Her jive is solid as ivory, and she's just rolling in green. Poor Bessie, the world's at her feet. She's Bell House Bessie from Basin Street. And she's doing all
to pay tribute to one of the greatest artists of our time. A man who, from the beginning, climbed right to the top of the ladder, known as one of the most generous, kindly, and lovable men in the world of show business. He was recently stricken and passed from the world to greener pastures. To this great artist, Jubilee pays his most humble respects. And for you fellas listening, I know he would have wanted to play and sing one of his many great hits. Jubilee is fortunate to have his most recent recording of Feet's Too Big. Here it is by Fats Waller.
Who's that walking around this floor here? Sounds like a couple of yard dogs.
Well, in Harlem at a table for two, there was four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankles up, you show on me. But from there down's exactly too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Can't stand you 'cause your feet's too big. Say, I can't tolerate you 'cause your feet's
ropes is doing tonight.
Your gal, she loves you. Thinks you're nice. Says you got everything to take you to paradise.
Says that'll kill her.
She likes your loving. She likes your ring.
But man, oh man, them things are too big.
Yes, you be too big.
I hate you because there's something radically wrong with your pet extremities. Where'd you get them, son? Where'd you get them?
One never knows, do one? No.
And now, men, I'd like to acknowledge a little mail from Private Johnny Cowling at 944. Private Mel Stanley at the same diggings. Staff Sergeant Bill McCard, Jr. First Sergeant James Cheney. Master Sergeant Bill Sparks. Sergeant Bill McCaw and Sergeant Edgar Daring. All with the 216 quartermasters at APO 980. For you guys, here's the Satchmo himself and the peanut vendor.
Yes.
Howdy, boss. We're going to lay this peanut vendor on the folks there now.
Howdy, boss.
We'll take you down to my home now this time, folks.
Down to your home?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Havana, of course.
Havana, Georgia.
Wait a
But
Yeah, Spanish is all right, too, but, Pop, let's get back to Harlem. I'm tired of this mess. Let's swing it. Don't jump back across the fence again.
Yourself loose from your caboose. Now, here's some stuff we want to lay on the cats in Hut 21 with the operating base up at you-know-where. There's Sleepy, Mason, Stud, Olson, Snafu Mika, Banks, Williamson, King Kong, the Gigolo, and Anderson. Thanks for the blue fluid, men, and especially for you, here's Velma Middleton singing Slender, Tender, and Tall.
In the walls, I get a kick across the gates at a date of slender, tender, and tall. They go for the way I dance and go for my kind of romance. I get a kick across the gates at a date of slender, tender, and tall. I got a lot of boyfriends too short and fat. When they swing, it doesn't mean a thing. When I go out stepping with thin ones, find those babies know how to swing. Those kind of boys are hip. They're ready to follow my step. I get a kick across the gates of data, slender, tender, and tall. Now there goes Jackie June. Say he's wrinkled as a prune, but he's all right. You can have a ball. He's slender, tender, and tall. Now you know Brother Bill. He's quite a pill, but he's all right when he gets tight. He's slender, tender, and tall. Take the big fat daddies with all that weight. Give me a lanky, skinny gait. Not much muscle may be true, but that's all right. He will do. I can't forget old Mel. Why, that guy was handsome and swell. He had a lot of class, but that ain't all. He's slender, tender, and tall. Be slender, he's gotta be tender and 6 feet tall.
Thank you, Velma Middleton. Man, all good things must have pushed upon fathers away from the beginning. Having reached this point in the proceedings, we refer you to some bars of coquette. Armstrong with the Satchmo handle. Proceed, Lewis.
Tell me, why you keep fooling little coquette, making fun of the one who loves you, breaking hearts out of room in little coquette. True heart, can't live a dream of you. Someday, you've fallen in love, yes, I'll fall in love with you. Maybe the one you love will just be fooling and with me all along with only regret. You know, little coquette, love you. Thank you.
was him stitched with the proper thread. Well, men, we'd like to stay on and on and on with you all. But the clock on the olive drab lean to says, get off, old man. Your ticket's about to clang its gong. Before we depart this hot hemisphere, I want to thank you on behalf of all the gang. Remember that Jubilee spelled backwards is Ilabouge. Plant you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
You've been jostled by Jubilee under the solid gas veracity of the Armed Forces Radio Service.